The foundation of my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The foundation of my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. Now, we all smile at that, I'm sure, because our homes are, for the most part, not a loving atmosphere. And they're not a loving atmosphere because we have not made them that way. That means you and me, individually, we have not made them that way. We have not made our home a loving atmosphere. Under all circumstances, we can be the diffusers of life's problems. Under all circumstances, we can be the people, the ones who put things into balance, who put things into right action in our home. We, individually, can be the ones who are the diffusers of life's problems. But you say to yourself, if we're the diffusers, who are the fusers? No. You see, that's where our hang-up comes. We want to blame everybody else. We want to blame all circumstances in life for life's problems, whereas, really, that's not the problem at all. That's not the problem at all. Life's problems are not somebody else. Life's problems are only ourselves. So somebody comes into the house and bawling and screaming and hollering and angry about something, and they say, "Oh, rats, 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 rats." And you can say, "Oh, shut up. We don't talk like that around here." Or you can say, "Hey, what seems to be the problem? What seems to be the hang-up?" "Oh, you don't care." "Well, what do you mean I don't care? You haven't even told me what the hang-up is yet. Nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about anything that I'm doing. Nobody cares about anything." Now, this can be the husband, the wife, the children, the dog, the cat. It can be anybody, because this is a universal concept. Nobody cares anything about me. Now, that should be the first signal to us that we have work to do, that we have a job to do to get busy and care. Now, how do you get busy and care when nobody cares, including nobody cares about us? You see, that's a conclusion that we have come to and that we have drawn about ourselves all of our life. Nobody cares about us. If somebody writes us a letter, and it's a group letter, we say, "Ah, that's just a group letter. Nobody cares." Hey, they cared to put your name on that group letter. They cared to think about you were one of the people they wanted to write this letter to. And you see, are you the only person in the world? Are you the only person in the world that's going to be written to? I write emails, and I write beloveds, because I've got something that I want to share with all of my beloveds. Something that is so beautiful, something that is so wonderful. And I send it out to people and say, "I don't want to read other people's emails. I don't want to read other people's things." And hey, that's cool. That's cool. But you're one of many people in the world. And you're in my world. And you're important in my world. And I want to share with you what I have. If I were to write an individual letter to each person that I love, and I can tell you I love a lot of people, if I were to write an individual letter to each of them, I would never have time to do anything else but write letters, and I would still miss a lot of you, because I love everyone in my home. I love everyone in my world. I love everyone, and I want to send out my love and send out my joy and say, "Hi, I love you. And hey, I just saw a wonderful joke here," or "I just saw a beautiful description of Tibet, and I wanted to send it along to you because somebody sent it to me, and I think that you are one of those people on my special list. And if you're not on my email list, you're just not there." And a lot of people say, "Well, gosh, can't you write me a letter?" Well, I'd love to write a letter, but letter writing has become so tedious because you have to set up a whole new system. And then you have to go, what is it, 38 cents a letter now? I don't know what it costs, but whatever it is, it's a lot, and emails go so fast. But aside from that, the foundation for my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. And my home is the universe. Your home may be your individual residence, wherever you're living, and that's beautiful. But my home is the universe. So I have even a bigger task than the average person gives to themselves. Their home is the universe too, but they don't want to admit to that. So, no matter what comes up in my home, whether it's war and peace, whether it's illness, whether it's health, whether it's happiness, whether it's sadness, no matter what it is, no matter where it is in the world, if I give it attention in my life, then it's my responsibility. So, in my life, I give attention to love and the loving atmosphere of the world. The loving atmosphere of my individual home. The loving atmosphere of my particular house. I live in the Hermitage. And the Hermitage is a one-room building with a bathroom and a set off for a sink. It's like a studio apartment and quite lovely for me. And I do everything in here. And I spread out and then I condense. And I spread out and I condense. And I spread out and I condense. And the condensed attitude is more cozy and more gentle and more loving. Spread out, you feel sort of crowded and you feel sort of busy. And I just involve myself in some new equipment, and the equipment is beyond my ability at the minute, and I'm going to have to get some help with it. But it can scare you. It can scare you. It can scare you because you think, I should be able to know these things. I should be able to easily handle these things. I should be able to easily work with these things. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't always work that way because what happens is that many things happen in our life. Many things that come up and shake us. And we wonder, everybody in the world hates me. Everybody in the world is against me. And that's the time when our family members, our children, our spouse, husband, or whomever, are sort of uptight. That's why people want to die. They've just had enough. They don't know what to do next. They don't know how to handle it. It's just beyond their ability, and they just don't know what to do. And so, in not knowing what to do, they say, let's just kick off. Let's just move on to another dimension, and let's leave this other one behind. It's too worrisome for me. And, you know, it can be too worrisome. But the foundation of my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. Now, let's just take our individual homes, because that truly is a good place to begin. Let's take our individual home, and let's look at the loving atmosphere of our individual home, of my individual home. What sort of daily life do I have? The foundation for my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. So what is the loving atmosphere of my home? Well, the loving atmosphere is when, no matter what happens, I see it with a smile. If someone comes to me with a hurt, I say, okay, now, let's see what we can do about that. I see it all whole and perfect now. I see everything whole. Yeah, but sure, not your hurt. But now, there, you're okay. You're fantastic. Now, you know, there's a good point. It's not your hurt. So, how do you know how I feel? How do you know that it doesn't hurt? How do you know it's okay? So, what is it that we do with little children? We do with little children the most intelligent thing you can imagine. We distract their attention from the problem to something that is lovely. Could we distract our attention from our problems to something that is lovely? Could we distract our attention from something that is causing us distress and think about something that's causing us happiness, giving us a loving atmosphere? Think about that. That's not as mundane or silly as it may seem. It's not as unreasonable and unthinkable as it may seem, but that's what life's all about. When you go to the hospital to visit someone, you don't go there and talk about their illness and their problem. Oh, they'd like to talk about it, all right, because they're right in the middle of it. But you go in there because you're bringing your loving atmosphere of yourself in there. And when you come in there, you want to change their atmosphere into a loving atmosphere that you have. And so you want to say, oh, guess what I saw on the way here? I was walking in the hall of the hospital, and this little child wanted to go and see his grandma because his grandma was in the hospital. And the hospital said, no, we can't do that. Children are not allowed in here. And I never figured out why children aren't allowed in the hospital, except perhaps they might be susceptible to diseases. Well, if they are, then everybody is. But children, children are the most wonderful healers that could come into a hospital. Well, anyhow, I saw this little boy. He was in the hall and he was crying. And what came up to him but a dog, a hospital visiting dog. And the dog went up to him and started licking his face. And the little boy looked at the dog and he said, oh, oh. And then he put his arms around the dog's neck and hugged the dog, and the dog kept licking him and wagging his tail and making the little boy forget whatever his problem was. And in that moment, the little boy forgot about crying, whatever it was. He forgot about his unhappiness, whatever it was. And he was hugging this beautiful dog that was able, that was permitted to go from bed to bed in the hospital. Can we see how the diversion of our thought, the diversion of our unhappiness from unhappiness to something joyful is a wonderful thing? The foundation of my daily life is the loving atmosphere in the home, of my home. And I am the one who creates that loving atmosphere. I am the one by my thought that creates that loving atmosphere and brings everything into divine order. I am the one by my thought alone that brings all these things into right action. So, as I see my family, I go to them and I say bright, cheery things to them, and they feel bright and cheery. As I go to my pets, I certainly say bright and cheery things to them. Why don't I say bright and cheery things to other people just as quickly as I do to my pets? My goodness. Well, probably because my pets are looking for the bright and cheery thing in us. And that makes it easy to find the bright and cheery thing in them. Now, sometimes my pets get unruly. And I say, sit! And as I startle them by saying sit so sharp and so definite, they sit. Sometimes when my pets are doing okay, but not doing perfect, I'll say, come, sit here, come on now, gentle, like a whisper, sit over here. Now, oh, that's good. Oh, you're a good boy. Oh, you're such a good dog, you know. And the dog sits and wags its tail and knows it's being loved. It may know it's being chastised too, but it knows it's being loved, and that's the main thing. So in our home, when situations come up that need to be chastised, we do not have to be rough and gruff about it. We don't have to, sit, stop, that's all, that's enough of that. We just say, hey, what seems to be the problem? Come on, let's have some ice cream, or let's have, sit down and have a cup of coffee. Let's sit down at peace. Come, sit on the couch with me for a minute. Now, tell me all about it. And as soon as the person starts telling all about their problem doesn't seem to be so terrible anymore. It doesn't seem to be so heavy on their shoulders and their heart. And it certainly never got to be heavy on your shoulders or your heart or mine, because we don't take on anybody else's problems. All we do is we work them into solution thinking. And as we work them into solution thinking, beautiful things come up in their heart. The foundation for my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. The foundation for my daily life is the loving atmosphere of my home. And I am the one that put it in motion, that keeps it in motion, and that delights in it every single moment of my being. Every single moment of my life. Join with me as you set the foundation for your daily life. As the loving atmosphere of your home, I set the foundation for my daily life, as the loving atmosphere of my home. Have a lovely day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you.